Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Rhino Ag, and today we'll be joined by late model driver Don Shaw. We'll also hear from Jim Misgan from Misgan's Auto Parts and Josh from Rhino Ag, right after a few words from our sponsors.
The difference between a Hinchman fire suit and others? The difference is safety. All Hinchman fire suits are made with materials that are permanently fire resistant. That's why Nomex remains the standard. The difference is experience and innovation. Hinchman started the racing suit industry over 80 years ago. The difference is quality, value, and customer service. Your suit is an investment in your safety. And Hinchman is committed to giving you the safest and best racing suit, along with friendly personal service. Hinchman, why settle for anything less?
Transform your garage into an extension of your home with a custom finished floor by Garage Force. No matter how you use your garage, Garage Force has you covered. American made. Backed by a lifetime warranty, our professionally installed industrial grade coatings will protect your garage from anything life throws at it and makes cleanup a snap. More importantly, it's the unbelievable feeling you get each time you use your dream garage. Visit us online at GarageForce.com.
Call Todd at 651-387-9213. That's 651-387-9213.
Mastel Brothers Trailer Service Incorporated has many new and used trailers for sale and offer nationwide delivery, along with the area's largest supply of used trailer parts. Need service? Mastel Brothers Trailer Service has a 20-bay service center ready to service, repair, or upgrade your trailer. Mastel Brothers Trailer Service, this area's authorized 3M dealer, can make your trailer more visible for added safety. Contact Mark Daniels at 651-639-9017 or visit mastelbrothers.com and browse through their website to learn more about their products and services.
Hey, this is Mark Noble, and I have pulled racing trailers for many thousands of miles. My current hauler has a shocker hitch on it, and I immediately notice a difference in the first few miles. Shocker hitches are designed to prevent breakage and cracking on the tongue of your trailer and eliminate that bumpy and jerky ride. Shocker hitches also use an airbag design so you can adjust the air pressure for various loads. My good old buddy Bob Sagan personally stands behind every shocker hitch with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Contact Bob at Shocker Hitches today at 701-967-8577. That's 701-967-8577.
The Mastel Brothers Touring Series is an exciting new traveling non-wing sprint car series that is teamed up with the Wyndham-based National Sprint League to bring you an exciting, action-packed 14-race schedule across the area. Tracks include Jackson Motorplex, Chateau Speedway, Princeton Speedway, Ogilvie Raceway, and St. Croix Speedway. The series aims to grow non-wing sprint car racing in the Midwest and allows drivers to compete for the Touring Championship while also competing for the Jackson Motorplex NSL Championship. Find out how to partner with this great new series or see the full schedule on Facebook at Mastel Brothers Touring Series.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by the driver of the number 42S, late model Don Shaw. And Don, I spoke to your wife, Brenda, last week, and she started explaining to me where you were Thursday night and where you were heading for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then back into the office on Monday. Is that a typical weekend for the Don Shaw with Soder late model racing team?
Not typically. Usually we get a couple nights in a week, but last weekend there was actually some good shows to hit there, and we wanted to make a four-day weekend of it. We got three of them in, and then one rained out on Sunday, which we come home, got the cars all ready again. So actually that kind of put us ahead of schedule after it rained out. Everything's kind of done, ready for this week again.
And fans get to come out to the racetrack and enjoy the races that are going on in front of them. But so much work goes on behind the scenes, getting these cars to the track, maintaining them between events. And you also have to hold down a job to do all that.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate thing of racing is not many guys can just show up at the track and go back home and all they got to do is work on their car. Them kind of guys travel the road all the time, and pretty much all of us up in this area here, pretty much all have to have jobs or something like it. And I've been fortunate enough that, you know, I own a business here and I got some of the best people around that take care of a lot of things, so I can focus on work and racing. So it kind of frees me up a little bit.
Your wife, Brenda, actually stated that fact that when you leave the business and hit the road to race, you have a great crew supporting you, plus a very supportive wife back there keeping your business in top-notch order.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think I have the best people. I've been lucky enough to find them and retain them and hopefully treat them right so they stick around. So as far as my wife, she pretty much takes care of everything when I'm gone. She is the commander, chief, whatever you want to call it when I'm gone and pretty much when I'm here even. So I'm kind of like supposed to be the head guy, but she's kind of controlling a lot of it. So she'll come in and I'll just say yes, ma'am, every now and then. It helps.
That's funny you mention that because I just heard a statistic. 78% of purchases in the United States are decided by the wife.
Well, that's because they all say no all the time. And then the guy has to work at it for a couple more days to talk him into it, convince him it's a good thing. So then it's their idea. You see how that works?
Absolutely.
It's a good, fun thing, I guess. It's just, you know, and that's why guys are good negotiators.
Dirt Magazine recently wrote a great article about you. That is an amazing publication because it includes stories about all types of dirt racing around our region. I just read a great story on Casey Trom, Jody Belfi. You were in there. There's some great articles.
Yeah, they actually do a good job covering a lot of guys, you know, that are not in the big scene all the time. And, you know, it definitely gives you some recognition. And, you know, the other thing is I've been able to get out on the road a little during the winter months and race some stuff with the traveling guys. And you get exposure that way. And if you happen to do good, all of a sudden you know, you make some magazines, you get noticed very easily.
How did you get to meet Dave Moss, and how did he become part of your organization?
Well, funny thing is Dave and I used to race at the same track. He's probably 10 years younger than me, but we used to race at the same track up in Brainerd. And back then, he was pretty young, still driving the street stock. And I really didn't, I knew of him, didn't watch him much as far as he drove street stock. And then I drove the modified up there back in the day. And, you know, a guy named Brian Hathaway took him under his wing kind of and put him in a super stock after a few years there. And, we got to know each other pretty good that way, and about, was it 10, 11 years ago now, he started working for us here at Shaw Trucking, and he's our service guy that runs around in a service truck, repairs trucks on the fly. But he's been with us, yeah, for I think he's going on his 10th or 11th year right now, and, you know, I've put him in a few different cars myself here, and actually he's driving my late model part-time this year, the extra one, and just trying to get his feet wet in that a little bit, and he can wheel anything, so it really don't matter what you put him in as long as it's good.
The Wissota Late Model Series, when you look down the list of the drivers in the top 25 to 30, what a talented group.
It is. It's a very talented group, and sometimes the points don't even show that sometimes until the end of the year. A lot of it has to do on the number of shows that you run, and finally at the end of the year when you get your 30 in. By October, it starts showing who's rising to the top or not and things like that. But it's one of them things that some of the guys, they really don't run for points a whole lot. They'll take them, whatever, and if it turns out at the end of the year, great. I'm one of them guys that I've never won the national championship, and I had a chance to a couple years ago, and I finally went for it, and I got it done. We beat out Chad Becker. He's one of the toughest points guys around. He runs for it every year, and he wins a lot of races, and he's a good racer. So it was a tough one to win just because of the number of shows he could put in compared to what I did, and he doesn't slouch around. He's basically one of the top runners out his way, so he's going to win a lot of races.
Winning the Dakota State Fair race at Dakota Speedway in Huron, South Dakota, what is it like to win in front of a huge crowd and also possibly create some new fans that may only get to see one race a year, and that happens to be the fair race?
Yeah, when you pull out there, they always seem to have a huge crowd out there, and when you go out there either for the fair race or the 100 or any of them, major races like that, you're going to be sitting in front of a lot of people showing your abilities and disabilities, I guess, whatever you should call them. But it's quite the place. Orville took good care of it, ran a good program, and I tell you, it's really hard to see that place not open. And some of the shows he put on were some of the best paying shows up here in the area.
You drive a ton of miles, race late into the night, lose a lot of sleep, yet you take the time necessary to make sure fans that stop by your pit area after the races have a great experience.
Absolutely. If you don't, you're racing for the wrong reasons. I guess I go there more so to put a show on for the fans and have some fun. If we win, that's what I definitely want to do, but we definitely want to put on a good show, and I think I'm speaking for pretty much all the racers. We'd all love to pay our way in racing, but it's not feasible. So it's basically a hobby for us, and we got to make the best out of it and try to make some friends out of it.
Don, you are the 2016 Wasota 100 late model champion. When it comes to a big race like that, you seem to rise to the top. Is it the preparation, or is it a mental thing? That you've been there, you know you can win it.
I think you got to have the whole package as far as if another show, you better be prepared for it. Your equipment better definitely be prepared for it. And it's a lot of the preparation going into it, just making sure you know the track, you know your equipment that you're running, and that it's going to stay running. Because one mishap in that, and you're in the back of that, and it's a long trail to the front.
Speaking of knowing your track, I-94 Speedway, you seem to have that track figured out. Are there other tracks that you feel really comfortable at and others that you're like, I can just never get things right here?
Yeah. I'm very comfortable at I-94, and the other one would be Alexandria, which we haven't raced much this year. They cut the programs for the late models this year due to some reasons, but now it sounds like next year we'll be back again. But as far as any of them that I go to that, you know, I think I struggle at, and there's a lot of them. But we still come out of it winning sometimes, but most of the time I leave there disappointed because, you know, the car just wasn't what I was expecting, or I didn't drive it right or something. And, you know, but that's the frustrations of every driver. But one of the worst ones, I think, you know, I can be a hero or a zero, is Superior. Klondike up there. It's Klondike Speedway. It's one of them tracks, you know, it just, you get a hold of that thing and it's all good. And when you're not, it's a tough road up there.
You mentioned Viking Speedway in Alexandria. Take us for a lap as a fan. What does it feel like in a late model when you come under that green flag heading into turn one? What is it like going through the turns and when you hammer it down those straightaways?
Well, I tell you, I made so many laps at that track, it just feels like I'm not ever fast enough. But you still win them, but you don't feel fast enough. And the weird thing is some nights when you don't feel fast, your car really is, but yet it's handling right. I don't know, it's a tough thing. But when you first stand on that thing to go take off and you know you're at that big half mile, you know you're going to be turning probably about 112 to 115 miles an hour minimum going into that corner. And sometimes if there's any kind of traction, you're not lifting. It's just wide open. It is one of the most exhilarating feelings you can get as far as a driver. And it gets way more complicated if it don't turn, so at that speed. But it's a fun track to drive because you got to keep the car under you, and you got to have car control so that your tires are not wearing out, and just know when to lift. That way your motor's not going to blow up. There's just a lot of things on a big track that you can hurt yourself on, and you don't even really know you're doing it.
How did you get your start in racing?
It started way back in, what would it be, probably 93 or 4, 93, I think. I hung around a friend of mine, John Seitz. He raced Super Stocks and stuff. It was my brother-in-law at that time, and he ended up staying in racing, and I, you know, kind of stuck with him, watching him, whatever. A couple years later, I ended up purchasing a car, which was a modified, because I thought, you know, I'm not going to get a Super Stock, and we're not going to bang doors every night, so I went up to a modified and started in that. I raced at Princeton and Brainerd quite often at the start of things, and you know, and it was one of the things when I started racing. I looked at some of these guys that come to the track nowadays, and I said, "Yeah, that was me 25 years ago, or whatever it was." And you know, I remember the first few nights that I took my race car out. It was one of them deals where I left it idling on the way to the track at a high idle to break it in because we barely got the motor in time to go there, and the motor blow up right away, or else the car catch on fire because I didn't have a hose on right or something like that. I mean, we were a disaster when we first started out. But, you know, it took me about a year to get everything underneath of me, and, you know, it all started to come together.
Every photo of you in Victory Lane, you are still having fun and enjoying every minute of this great experience that we call racing.
I do. I enjoy racing out there. I was out racing this weekend thinking how good of a weekend I had, and we had four races coming up. You know, and every racer wants to win, and it's in all of our blood. And every time you can get into that victory circle, you just don't know if it's going to be your last time or not. And you just got to kind of cherish it.
Last November, you made the tow to Arizona and won the Harvest Hustle at Canyon Speedway. Will you be going there again this season?
I think I will. I'm going to try to. I guess we'll see how work goes here and if my cars get ready and things like that so I can get down there. I usually will take two cars down, just one as a backup. But we'll see how things go here at the end of the season. That is my plan.
You also picked up a big win at the Wild West Shootout last January. Does it get any better than racing down south in January when all your buddies are up here shoveling snow?
No, I don't. It's awesome. But you know what? What's crazy about it is they all know we're racing, and they're watching every minute of everything they can. So they're just as involved in it as I am racing the car. That's how people back me and just support me in different things. It's unbelievable how the world has turned, or the racing world has turned now to the media style platform of everything, and can almost get live video on every race.
An event like the Wild West Shootout in January, you are going up against guys from all over the United States that you've never ran against, never met before. That's got to be a cool experience in itself.
Oh, it is. And that's what helps you, you know, it helps you or hurts you, one or the other. And it was like, I think it was 2 years ago is when we won. Last year I had a horrible year, but I did have some wins last year on the local scene there in the wintertime when I stayed there. But it was 2 years ago we ended up winning two of them Wild West Shootouts. And that's when everything kind of blew up for me as far as, you know what I mean, getting the notoriety out there and the different things like that. It's amazing when that many people watch. They just say how good you do or how bad you do or, you know, that type of thing. But, you know, what really caught my eye was there was a couple of things that, you know, I was just helping out one of my buddies. He was in a modified, and he was asking me what to do to his car to make it free up or whatever. And I said, you know, I'd probably just put a little more wedge in it and do this and that. And he comes back to me later, and he says, yeah, thanks. He says, you know, I talked to David Strummy, that's his car builder. And he says, yeah. He says, well, whatever he's doing, I'd probably listen to it. And I kind of grinned to myself and said, man, a guy like David Strummy says that about me. That's kind of, you know, one of the biggest things I've had said to me in a long time. Only because he was watching the Wild West Shootout and, you know, and seeing the results and different things.
Something that tipped me off prior to this interview that said, Don is a very special kind of guy. I have to ask you about demoing a house with a car. How did that come about?
Well, I'm one of them guys that are up for anything. I was always the kid that tried anything when I was younger. Luckily, I didn't get hurt too much, but if I was a smaller, skinnier guy, I'd try to be one of them guys that does all the crazy things as far as Travis Pastrana, some of them kind of guys, you know. I'd love to do some of the things he does. I'd even love to try to do some of the things he does, but I probably wouldn't live through it. But it's one of them things that one day I was looking at the house over there. We wanted to expand our shop area, parking area, and I said, well, we got to take that house down. We got to take the hill down. So we took the hill down. We left the house sitting there, and the house was about 20 feet, probably 25 feet in the air after we got the dirt all out of around it. And there's still a ramp sitting pointing up towards the house. So I thought, man, what can we do to take that house down? Because nobody wanted the house to move it because it was too tall to move anywhere. I thought, you know what, we got to do something exciting instead of just tear it down with a backhoe. So I thought, man, I'm just going to drive through it with a car. Well, a couple of my guys in the shop says, well, I know how to build a demo car. I said, we'll make it safe enough for you. I said, yeah, fine. So we set it up and built a jump and flew through the house and come out the other end of it. And the stop was more sudden than I thought when I hit the sand pile, but I lived through it.
Don, you have raced all over. What is your favorite track?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'd still say I-94 up in Fergus Falls is probably one of my favorite tracks at this point in time. But, you know, another favorite one that I kind of like to hit, and it's kind of a little bull ring, but it's fun, is Canyon Speedway up in Peoria, Arizona. That thing can put on some pretty good little shows. You can move around on it. It's small, but you can move around on it and make some moves on that thing.
Is there a track that you haven't been to yet, but it's on your bucket list to race at?
Yeah, there's many of them. I'd still like to hit Knoxville. I'd still like to hit some, two or three of the big gem shows, you know, and Eldora for sure. As I'm talking here, you can hear that I like bigger tracks. Bigger tracks, to me, makes, I feel I do better on bigger tracks just because I can kind of use the car and the air on the car to make the car better than it is. So I feel that I do better at them kind of tracks than I do the little bull rings. The little bull rings, you got to get in there and rut around a little bit and not be scared to beat the car up. And I've raced a fair amount of them, but not as many as most guys.
Is there an event or a track championship that you still want to win?
Oh, let's see. I'd like to either win a, I'd like to win a Outlaw race or, Lucas race before I shut it down here, you know, which is, I don't know when that's going to be for sure. But, hopefully I still got a few years left in me, but we'll see. I really, around here locally, I've hit pretty much most of the big ones that I want to hit as far as winning them and doing what I wanted to do. So my bucket list is starting to get checked off from up north here, so I'm getting pretty proud of that myself.
You are currently 12th in Wissota National late model points. Are you happy with where you're sitting?
Well, this year, I'm really not a points chaser. I'm leading a track points right now, too, and it's great to have a track champion and stuff, but I would rather move around and win more races at different tracks. And to me, all I want to do is go out, do the best I can, hopefully win. And as far as a national championship and stuff like that, I did it once. Do I need to do it again? Probably not. If I have the chance, would I do it and finish it off? Yes. But that bucket list has been checked off for me, so I'm satisfied there.
Tonight you'll be racing at Viking Speedway in Alexandria. Are there any other events that you have planned throughout the end of the season where fans can come out and see the 42S of Don Shaw race?
Yeah, after this weekend here, we're starting off. This weekend we're starting off at Fergus Falls as the track champion night, last race of the year there, which I'm going there not so much for being the track champion as much as I am just trying to stay in tune with it for the Wissota 100, which is on a later date here. But then we go two nights to Alexandria. Then the next week we would have the Sites Memorial coming up, which is huge for me. That's my ex-brother-in-law who passed away quite a few years back now, 11, 12 years back, out when we were snowmobiling. So that's a for sure one that I like to hit. And then there's the Viking Fall Classic, which that's two separate shows coming up, and that's usually in October. And then there's a couple others along the way, but I really haven't put my finger on all of where I'm going here yet. So I kind of fly by the seat of my pants.
Don, thank you so much for your time. Keep the pedal of the metal the rest of the season, and thank you for taking the time to be with us here on The Dirt Show.
Yep, thank you, and thanks to the fans and everybody that goes to the races.
The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt exhibit is currently on display inside the museum through October 1st. Stop by the museum anytime, 7 days a week, to see the real, authentic race cars that A.J. Foyt drove during his illustrious career, including two of the Indy Roadsters he raced during the Indy 500. Plus, we'll have Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt commemorative posters and T-shirts available inside our museum store, plus a full-length video on A.J. Foyt's career playing in our second-floor movie theater. Also, while you're with us, check out all of the new 2019 Sprint Car T-shirts and merchandise inside our museum store. That's our Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt exhibit on display now at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. And don't forget to visit winaz06corvette.com for your chance to win a brand-new torch red 2019 Z06 Corvette, which will be given away Saturday night, August 10th, during this year's NOS Energy Drink Knoxville Nationals.
You're coming out of turn four and heading to the checker flag. You can feel your engine pulling for all it's worth. Is it worthy of winning a championship? Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service in Rochester. We spent decades building racing engines for some of the biggest names in Minnesota racing history, including Jason Cummins' national championship winning engine in 2017. If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service in Rochester today at 507-282-5586. The rest of the car is up to you. We'll take care of the horsepower.
Extreme Powder Coating.
Have you ever wondered what to do with that worn-out patio furniture or railing? How about your trailers, brush guards, even your rims? Have Extreme Powder Coating sandblast your items to perfection and apply the most durable metal finishing in the industry. Custom powder coating colors are available. Looks like paint, acts like armor.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers car care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Fast Shafts has been producing drive shafts for late models, modifieds, dirt trucks, stock cars, and hobby stocks since 1992. Fast Shafts, the official drive shaft for the U.S. MTS and USRA, and title sponsors for the IMCA Fast Shafts All-Star Race and IMCA Super Nationals, support the sport of circle track racing throughout the USA. To get the power from your motor to the tires, run with a proven winner today with the number one choice in carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shafts. Call Fast Shafts today, made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Winning drivers rely on VP Racing Fuels to optimize performance. Now get the same benefit with VP Mativs, offering race fuel technology for your daily driver. Increase fuel mileage and restore power to your streetcar with VP's fuel system cleaner. Or give your race car a boost with VP's Octanium, improving your fuel's octane by up to 8 numbers and giving you the throttle response your performance car was built to deliver. That's VP Mativs, available at your local AutoZone store or at VPRacingFuels.com.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure to be joined by Jim Misgan from Misgan Auto Parts. And Jim, Friday nights you and your wife can be found at Chateau Speedway in Lansing, Minnesota, watching your son Jeremy run his B-Mod. What a great place to watch racing. And I also want to thank you for sporting the Dirt Show shirt just about every time I see you.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice shirt. It's a good place to go and watch races. It's fun to watch all the local guys there and some of the ones that are coming in from other places. It's pretty fun down there on Friday nights.
Since the inception of Misgan Auto Parts, you have been providing parts to car enthusiasts and racers all over the area. And I remember over the years, you have sponsored a lot of area racers with parts over the years, too. Do you remember some of the cars you sponsored way back in the day?
Yeah, there was quite a few of them, you know, and I remember, like, Mark Noble and his crew would come over and they would pull axles out of old Oldsmobiles. Nowadays, they run all aftermarket stuff, so it's a little bit different beast now than it used to be. They used to run a lot of automotive recycling parts back in the day, but nowadays there's a lot of aftermarket parts on these race cars.
I'm sure as a yard owner, you learned in a hurry which parts were the best for racing because you had guys calling for them all the time.
Yeah, that didn't take long to figure that out. And then I did a little bit of racing myself back in the day, too. But that was different times. You just kind of dragged out what you could and found this and that and stuck it together and went out there and had a little fun.
You are also a track sponsor at Chateau Speedway. What a great group of people that they have on board this year running that track. And you can tell the pride that goes into that facility because all the buildings are repainted. Everything looks really in top-notch shape.
Yeah, I've been really surprised how much they put into that, how much blood, sweat, and tears they put into fixing that place up and making it look so nice, and how much more extra things they do down there on every Friday night. And you can tell that it's a passion for them. They're doing a good job.
And I'm sure you remember watching Mark Witaski behind the wheel of a race car, and also it was cool to see Kenny Witaski pick up another checkered flag.
Yeah, I remember racing with those guys. I usually looked at the back end of their car until they pulled away far enough where I couldn't see them anymore. Yeah, they were very good racers.
You mentioned in previous interviews, salvage yards were recycling before recycling was cool. How many tons of recycled material do you think you have processed through here over the years?
You know, I really don't know if I could figure that out, but I do know that we ran about 3,000 cars through the shop last year, and that's not counting the scrap that came in across the scale. I would have to get into the books and look to see what that is, but it's a tremendous amount of steel. Of course, back in the early days, we didn't run near that much through. Maybe one semi-load a week, so that'd be like 50,000 pounds a week would go out of here, but now it's a lot more than that. It's really blossomed into quite a business here, and I couldn't do it without the help of my family and or it might be the other way around. Maybe they couldn't do it without the, well, I don't know. Anyway, it's a family business, so that's always interesting. It's always fun and challenging, too.
People who have not seen the process of what happens to a car when it comes in here to the yard, I've had the opportunity to see some of that, how the fluids are drained, how things are removed. What happens to a car when it rolls in here before it goes into the crusher and gets recycled?
Well, the first thing they do is they get a number on it, and then the serial number, and then we decide if we're going to scrap it right away or if we're going to put it in a U-Pull yard. And then we have a system that we have to send. It's a national system. You send the serial number into them, and then they junk it online nationally. And that's a law that we follow, and we like to get them junked out online then, and then that way the title and the car can't be stolen or something silly done with it. So that's a good safety measure for the people who are selling us the junk cars. And then we just start the process of draining the fluids and pulling off the parts that we can resell, and then either putting them in the crush pile or taking them out to the U-Pull or putting them in the full service yard where we pull the parts off for the person.
Since we spoke on a 2018 Dirt Show, I see you all over the region in your flatbed truck picking up junk vehicles, and you always seem to find something unique. In the past year, have you run into anything that you were like, wow, that's cool?
Well, as far as complete vehicles, nothing really sticks out, but I'll always run across some neat little parts. Just yesterday, got in an old junker. It was rolled up like a ball. It was just a terrible-looking sight. The body was trying to fall off from it. It was done for. And I took a peek at the rear end, a 63 Impala, Positraction rear end in it. Out that came. So that'll be getting sold online. And, yeah, something like that. That was just yesterday. That always keeps the excitement going in a business like this, is when you can get in an old car like that. You think it's just a pile of scrap, and all of a sudden you find a Positraction rear end in it.
Mizgins 2 is like a candy store full of parts for the vintage guys. What are some of the rarest and coolest cars you have found in that second lot now that you've had some more time to wander around in there?
Well, there's some pretty cool stuff. There's a Zephyr down there. There's a bunch of Hudson Hornets. There was actually four of them lined up side by side out in front of the building when we bought the place. Four Hudsons. That's pretty cool. We found lots of old Nashes and quite rare Lincolns, and there was just a bunch of old cars. Now, were any of them in restorable shape? Not really, but somebody out there can use some parts for some of that old stuff, and there are a lot of good parts down there.
It's time to stock up on your parts in a U-Pull lot for those winter projects so they can get out here now and get the parts pulled they need to work on stuff over the winter.
Oh, man, this is the perfect time to be pulling parts. The mosquitoes aren't too bad. The weather is nice. This is just a pleasurable time of the year to be coming out and getting your parts, get ready for winter, and get ready for them winter projects.
If you can hear this show, you are a Mizgin Auto Parts customer, because if you need it, you can ship it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can ship it out. We have Speedy, UPS, and some other services available for shipping out. And we can even ship larger items. We've shipped truck cabs across the United States before. So, yeah, we can ship about anything out.
Jim, if they're listening and want to talk to you about some rare parts out of Mizgins 2, or they need something for their current car, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Well, Mizgins 2, we call it M2. That's between Gordonsville and Glenville down by the state line, south of Albert Lee. Call Steve down there at 507-383-1802. And then if you want to talk to Brenda or the gang here at Mizgin Auto Parts by Ellendale, that's 507-684-2100.
Jim, as always, thanks for all you do for racing, and thanks for being with us here on the Dirt Show.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks a lot, Clayne, and you do so much for the racing community and the area around here. We really appreciate it. I hear you on the radio all the time. It's very good.
Hey, Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad installed, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, or even a driveway or parking lot road graded, please let us know at Wolf & Sons. We have dump trucks, excavators, a backhoe, bulldozer, and road grader to help you with your large or small projects around your house, farm, or business. Call Wolf & Sons today at 455-3524.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact: Aero Racing wheels can be seen on dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact: Aero Racing wheels have become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact: The Aero 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy NASCAR, Xfinity, and Gander Outdoors Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see AeroRacingWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Ever wondered what a Rhino would cost? Go to RhinoAg.com and click the Build Your Rhino tab under the Born to Lead text. Select the product and spec it out with any option we offer. And always contact your local dealer for any finance specials or seasonal offers at RhinoAg.com. Rhino Ag is excited to announce their sponsorship of Jimmy Owens for the 2019 Lucas Oil Late Model Series. Follow Jimmy on Facebook at Jimmy Owens Racing Updates or online at JimmyOwens20.com.
Why does World of Outlaws sprint car driver David Gravel use Walker Performance Filtration Systems?
We use Walker Performance Filtration Systems because it keeps the dirt out of our engines, making our engine builders happy, and we did not have one engine failure last year throughout the whole World of Outlaws season, and they perform great on the dyno, and they translate that to the racetrack.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
Only Powerlift has been building hydraulic doors continuously since 1992, longer than anyone else in the industry. Only Powerlift provides local manufacturing, sales, and service throughout North America, giving you confidence in knowing we will always be there when and where you need us. Only Powerlift installs each and every door, making your project hassle-free from start to finish. Only Powerlift has the best warranty in the industry, so what hydraulic door should you buy? Only Powerlift. Contact us today at 507-374-9306.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Josh from Rhino Ag. And Josh, summer's flying by, and believe it or not, harvest season is right around the corner. And I want to talk about this Rhino product, the Row Crop Shredder, because this product does a great job of chopping up that field debris and spreading it evenly in an area so it can be easily tilled back into the soil.
This is a product that has been a part of Rhino Ag's namesake for many, many years, and not many people are familiar with it because they don't understand what it truly does. And the farmers of the world, especially in big ag country, know it well. To help people understand, it's a big flail mower. It looks like a rotary tiller, but the beauty is this product will go out and help create that material that needs to be left over from the previous crops and help put it back into the soil. And it's a really, really good product that allows a lot of crop shredding to be done very quickly.
Corn stalks are one tough product. If you've ever been out there pheasant hunting and had the opportunity to walk through a field that's partially picked, it can do a lot of damage to equipment if this equipment isn't built to last.
That's right, and all Rhino Ag products are backed by the Rhino Ag brand and the Rhino namesake, and you know you're going to get a product that's built to last for many, many years. And the great part of this product is, unlike a rotary cutter where, yes, you can chop down your crops, this flail shredder and these row crop shredders are going to be able to go out, put a lot more blade strikes, and really take care of that heavy, dense stalk that is left over from a sorghum plant or a corn plant, so that you have great distribution across the ground and really leave that residue necessary to put the nutrients back into the ground for the future.
If people would like to find out more information about one of the products we've talked about or see one of the products in action before they buy it on a video, what's the best way to do that?
As always, they can find us on rhinoag.com. That's R-H-I-N-O-A-G.com, or visit our YouTube and Facebook channels. They're always posting new product videos so that anybody interested in a Rhino Ag product can get out and visually be able to see it through video if you can't touch it first before making that purchase.
Josh, as always, thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
Thank you very much, Clayton. Have a good week.
A few years ago, I hit a deer with my van on the freeway. Wow, what an impact. Thankfully, no one in the vehicle was injured. When we pulled over and got out to check the damage, I could not believe the amount of destruction. Right away, I called Bob at Midwest Collision. That is one of the best decisions I have ever made. Not only did he assure me that everything would be taken care of, Bob and his staff followed through with their promise. If you ever need collision repair, please call Midwest Collision today at 332-2434.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your Total Source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna Total Source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna, licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
So you're inviting friends over for a friendly barbecue? Nice. But if you're a true friend, you'll start with Cookies Barbecue Sauce. I'm Speed the Sauce Man, and let me tell you why the right sauce is so important. Cookies Barbecue Sauce is made from real deal ingredients, and I haven't changed the recipe since 1976. Cookies Barbecue Sauce complements meat. It doesn't smother it. It just makes your food taste better. Smart cookies use cookies. Anything less is just meat abuse.
Cookies is the one.
Napa know-how.
Why should you get a 5-quart jug of Napa conventional oil plus a Pro Select oil filter for $15.99? Because the dog days of summer are just as hard on your engine as they are on you. So get your 5-quart jug of Napa conventional oil plus a Pro Select oil filter for just $15.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 8/31/19.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Last Thursday night, August 22nd, was the final race of the season at Kossuth County Speedway in Algona, Iowa. What a great season they had. In the A Modified A Main, Austin Wolf over Jeremy Mills. In the B Modifieds, Jake Simpson over Doug Cook. In the Hobby Stocks, Brandon Nielsen over Bryce Summerfield. In the Sport Compacts, Katie DeVries over Lucas Parsons. And in the Stock Cars, it was Derek Green over Chad Palmer. KRA Speedway was also racing last Thursday night, August 22nd. In the 15-lap Modified A-Main, Shane Sabraski over Don Eichens. In the B-Modifieds, Justin Froming over Justin Borklin. In the Mod 4s, Adam Prevey over Dean Larson. In the Pure Stocks, Derek Zizey over Joe Martin. In the Sport Compacts, Justin Skalitsky over Carter Rylan. In the Street Stocks, Justin Vogel over Eric Riley. And in the Super Stocks, Shane Sabraski over Zach Schultz. Friday night, the UMSS Sprint Car Series was running at Cedar Lake Speedway. In a traditional non-wing Sprint Car Series A Main, Rob Cahoe Jr. over Jake Kuba. In a 20-lap wing Sprint Car A Main, Gunnar Cummings over Harry Hansen. Chateau Speedway in Lansing, Minnesota was also racing last Friday night, August 23rd. In the 20-lap B Modified A Main, Christopher Denno over Ryan Gergen. In the Pure Stocks, Troy Moss over Jack Moss. In the Sport Compacts, Justin Skalitsky over Daniel Knish. In the Street Stocks, Zach Elward over Corey Adams. In the USRA B-Mods, Jet Sorensen over Caden Kath. And in the USRA Modifieds, Joel Alberts over Jason Cummins. I-94 Speedway was also racing last Friday night. In the A-Modified A-Main, Brady Gertis over Dave Kane. In the B-Modifieds, Brock Groenwald over Justin Froming. In the Dirt Late Models, Don Shaw over John Canta. In the Economy Late Models, Ryan Mickelson over Dustin Johannik. We were at Mississippi Thunder Speedway last Friday night, August 23rd. What a beautiful night for racing. In the Hornet feature, Don Martins taking the track championship also over Chad Prizel. In the USRA B-Modified A-Main, Ryan Olson over Parker Hale. In the USRA Hobby Stocks, Steve Dwyer over Triton Krause. In the USRA Late Models, Alex Williamson over Lance Hofer. In the USRA Modifieds, Jake Tim over Dustin Sorensen. Last Saturday night, August 24th, Fairmont Raceway was racing in the A-Modified A-Main, Brandon Beckendorf over Kelly Shryock. In the B-Modified A-Main, Dustin Wiederhof over Matthew Loaf. In the Hobby Stocks, Parker Larson over Justin Lunenberg. In the Sport Compacts, Terry Blowers over Jay DeVries, and in the Stock Cars, Jeff Larson over Austin Jans. Madison Speedway was racing last Saturday night. In the A-Modified A-Main, Troy Behrens over Brian Haben. In the B-Modifieds, Mike Nichols over Brandon Dolman. In the Economy Late Models, Buddy Thorsted over Andrew Kirschman. In the Sport Compacts, Jacob Aris over Carter Rylan. In the Stock Cars, Henry Hacker over Josiah Martin. In the Street Stocks, Justin Vogel over Ross Biersit. In the Super Stocks, Trevor Nelson over Corey Elward. Deer Creek Speedway was also racing last Saturday night, August 24th, in the B-Modifieds, Don Schaefer over Mitch Weiss. In the Street Stocks, Danny Richards over AJ Zavorak. In the Super Stocks, Neil Eckhart over Dustin Nelson. In the USRA B-Mods, Parker Hale over Brandon Hare. And in the USRA Modified A-Main, Brandon Davis over Dustin Sorensen. It was a historic night at Knoxville Raceway last Saturday night, August 24th. It was the very last race, flagged by Hall of Famer Doug Clark. In the 410 Wing Sprint Car A-Main, Gio Selzy over Wayne Johnson. In the 360 A-Main, Carson McCarl over McKenna Hassey. And in the 305 Pro Series Wing Sprint Cars, Russ Hall over Evan Epperson. Viking Speedway in Alexandria was racing last Saturday night, August 24th. In the Modifieds, Brett Hoyam over Brady Gertis. In the B-Modifieds, Sam Zender over Brock Gronewald. In the Super Late Models, Bryce Schward over Dustin Johannik. In the Street Stocks, Ryan Sader over Jim Williams. And in the Super Stocks, Ben Johnson over Trevor Sauer. Ogilvy Raceway was racing last Saturday night, August 24th. In the A-Mods, Shane Sabraski over Dave Kane. In the B-Modifieds, Skeeter Esty over Jeremy Nelson. In the Mod 4s, Dustin Holquist over Michael Rebar. In the Dirt Late Model Wasota Challenge, John Canta over Don Shaw. And in the Super Stocks, Dave Moss over Dexton Cook. Night 2 of the UMSS Sprint Car Series at Cedar Lake Speedway was last Saturday night, August 24th. In the 30-lap traditional non-wing Sprint Car A-Main, Rob Cahoe Jr. over Brad Peterson. And in the 20-lap wing Sprint Car A-Main, Harry Hansen over Luke Delansky. We were at Arlington Raceway last Saturday night. In the IMCA Hobby Stock A-Main, Corey Probst over Brad Becker. In the Sport Compacts, Scott Porter over Alex Dostal. In the Sport Mods, Tim Sirks over Chris Nissen. In the A-Modified A-Main, Tyler Limoges over Dalton Maggers. In the Outlaw Hobby Division, Dakota Robinson over Maury Oestreich. In the IMCA Sprint Cars, Trevor Serbus over Mike Moore. And in the Stock Cars, Josh Larson over Andrew Zimmerman.
A car guy will never forget their first hot rod, Richard Petty's STP car, or Don Garlitz's Swamp Rat. If you race a car or own a car that means something to you, then CS Customs can capture those memories in a custom die cast. CS Customs are locally owned and work with you directly to get the details just right. If you're into cars, racing, or just looking for something unique for an event or your business, then you need to contact Chris Stangler at 612-965-0899 or see ChrisStanglersCustoms.com.
Dreyer and Grain Handling Equipment Owners, International Steel Erectors, and NASCO Equipment are now scheduling preventative maintenance jobs to prepare you for a smoother fall harvest. Our experienced crews will do a pre-season checkup on your grain legs, conveyors, air systems, augers, and other related equipment. Our dryer service program consists of checking augers, bearings, chains, belts, gas lines, gear oil, and cleaning the burner to ensure easy startups when harvest time is upon us. Call us at International Steel Erectors or NASCO Equipment today at 507-451-3448.
Lou Faggers Racing in Delano, Minnesota is this area's authorized Rocket and Shaw Chassis Repair Shop, offering a full-service online store at faggersracing.com. Log on and join our email for updated newsletters and check out the LFRE Superstock, Modified, and Late Model Chassis, including all the IMCA and Wasota parts you need. Lou Faggers Racing has decades of experience in making fast drivers even faster. See them online at faggersracing.com or give them a call at 800-328-3618 and they'll get the parts you need. Compliments of Lightning Lou.
If your classic isn't so classic, bring it into Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We can fix the upholstery, the carpet, replace a sagging headliner, make your old car look new again, make your seats comfortable again. Whether it's a classic car, work truck, boat, or anything else that moves, we can fix the upholstery and make your ride like new. And we work on convertibles. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.